At its height, Foss Mill had a couple of hundred people, a rail line, a big lumber mill, and a couple of little stores. Now, you wouldn't even know Foss Mill if you ran over it with your all-terrain vehicle. Foss Mill used to be a lumber town in a corner of Algonquin Park. It's long gone, but the memories of the town linger in a new book and video. We'll have that story in a couple of minutes. Somewhere tucked away in a northwestern corner of Algonquin Park are the remains of an old logging town. That town was called Foss Mill. It would be very difficult to see any reminders of that town today. But if you wanted to see Foss Mill at its zenith, all you have to do is thumb through a new book called The Foss Mill Story. It's written by the father and son team of Doug and Paul Mackey. And I have Paul Mackey on the line from Toronto. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Where exactly was Foss Mill?
Foss Mill is in Chisholm Township, which is near the northwest corner of Algonquin Park, just southeast of North Bay.
How did Foss Mill become a dot on the map?
Well, Foss Mill, when they built the Canadian National Railway through Algonquin Park in 1915, that created a route for the lumber from the northwest corner of Algonquin Park out of the park, and lumbermen started to use the railway to ship lumber, and Foss Mill is right on that line. And in 1924, a big company from Quebec that had clear-cut their whole timber limits there were looking for a new area, and they picked Foss Mill as a place to set up shop.
So describe the town, what it was like.
In the heyday, in the 1920s, it was a small village, 35 houses, 175 people. But in the winter, there would be over 400 people would come in, men would come in to cut the logs out of the forest from all over Quebec and Ontario, from farms would come in and stay in the boarding house and stay in the camps in the bush. And the people in the town, there were about 100 men who worked in the mill cutting this beautiful hardwood lumber into unbelievably beautiful wood and shipping it out on the CNR railway.
What was life like in the town?
Well, it was pretty pretty rustic. There was no electricity, at least for most of the people. The managers had electricity from the mill. No indoor plumbing, again, for most people, although the managers had indoor plumbing. There was wood heating, wood cooking, oil lamps. They had to use outhouses to do their business. But at the same time, in the 1920s, there was the beginning of telephones, and the office had a telephone. Radios were coming in, and cars. People were getting cars, particularly people who had a job that gave them a wage. They worked long hours and low pay, and then in 1929, trouble hit.
What trouble?
Well, the recession, depression, Great Depression, started, and the company had really overcut their lumber and couldn't sell it all of a sudden. And there were also huge forest fires in the areas that they cut over in the park. Those areas ignited. So the town was sort of threatened by natural disasters and fire and the disaster of the Depression. And the mill closed down for long periods of time. There was a mysterious fire in the lumber yard, and all the lumber burnt up, and suddenly there was work again for a while. And there were train wrecks. Hobos were killed in a train wreck, and the mill eventually burned down in 1934, and people were left without any source of employment back in the middle of nowhere at the end of a dirt road in Chisholm Township, and had to survive during the Depression on relief without, you know, sort of the strong kind of social programs we have today.
What eventually happened to the town?
Well, eventually, one of the owners of the Facet Lumber Company, a guy by the name of Sidney Staniforth, started a company in Kios, which is just down the way from Foss Mill along the railway line, and he started a lumber mill there, and the men from Foss Mill ended up working there and staying in the boarding house, but the women were left to fend for themselves in Foss Mill during the week, and the men only came home on Sundays. And that lasted up right through the Second World War and into after the war, and then the company began building more homes in Kios, and eventually the whole community basically moved over to the town of Kios, which became the biggest town to ever exist inside of Algonquin Park.
So what's at Foss Mill now?
Now it's empty fields and scruffy bush, trails in for four-wheel drive vehicles and hunters and hikers. The old CNR line has been pulled up now. The Algonquin Loop was pulled up a few years ago, so it's no longer even there. And there's a fellow who's bought the land and might even turn it into a campsite or something like that at some point in the future. But as it is now, it's really lost, other than in the memories. We interviewed over 50 people who had lived there, and their memories are very strong and very vivid and full of wonderful tales of what it was like to try to survive in those very trying conditions.
I understand the only resident of Foss might be the Foss Mill hobo ghost. What's the story on that?
Well, in the train wreck in 1934, there was a hobo killed, and the rumor went around that he had been buried without his hand, and that he would come back searching for his hand into the community. And children were frightened with this tale for probably to keep them from going out at night, I suppose, for quite some time.
Now, you have a video of life in the town. Tell me about that and how you managed to get footage.
Well, in 1934, just as the company was struggling to survive in the Depression, Sidney Sandiford commissioned a movie to be made by professional filmmakers on the company in order to promote the company in England and so on. And so they came and filmed basically the logging operation and the hauling on the railway, this wonderful rare footage of the Shea logging locomotives hauling logs, and images of the mill operating. That film was never used very much because the mill burned down shortly afterwards, so it stayed in pristine condition, and we eventually got it from the son of the owner and turned it into the video. And it really tells the tale of what happens to the trees in Algonquin Park as they're turned from a tree into a piece of beautiful hardwood lumber.
Well, Paul Mackey, thanks for telling us the tale today about Foss Mill.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to talk to you.
Take care.
All right.
That is Paul Mackey. He is the co-author of the Foss Mill story. There is also a video of the same name, as he just mentioned. Now, Paul and Doug Mackey will be signing copies of the book at Kohl's in North Bay December the 4th and the Powassan Public Library December the 7th. I do have a copy of the book and video to give away, and I'll tell you what, I will give it away as a package. If you would like that package, phone the Points North Talkback line and leave me your name and number,